You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, last night in Vellum we spoke about the Hijrah and the calendar. Tonight our topic, honorable listeners, is Fada'il wa Manaqib of the Ahlul Bayt, the virtues and the merits of the household of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us in the Noble Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. Say, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no reward and no recompense, but you must love my kith and my kin. You must love my family, my Muslim family. And that is imperative upon us according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hence the Mufassireen and the scholars of the Noble Qur'an have entitled this ayat as Ayatul Mawadda. For us to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love the family of the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an integral part of our faith. So let us start from on top. How much must we love Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? How much must we love Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Almighty Allah Himself has enshrined this in the Noble Quran. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَبَنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, O Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce to the world, whether it's your parents, whether it's your children, whether it is your siblings, whether it is your family members, your spouses, or whether it is your palatial homes, or your business, or your money, or whatever else it is. 8 things and 8 items Almighty Allah has mentioned. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If any one of them is more beloved to you than Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and striving in the path of Almighty Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then, O Ummah, wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي, till Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment. To love Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unlimited. To love Allah Jalla wa'ala, to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unlimited. To love our wives, our children, our parents, whoever, so all that is limited. That is what we need to understand, and on this occasion learn the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. O beloved Allah, I beg of thee, grant me your love. Walladhina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. That those people who are pakka, such a Muslim, true, devoted, dedicated Muslim, then they love Almighty Allah intensely. And Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik. In creation, we must love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La yu'minu ahadukum حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you can have complete iman until you love me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than you love your parents, your children, and the entire human race. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So that is unlimited love. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us about the Ahlul Bayt. There are three ayats in the Noble Quran that come to mind. The one I read now, that to love the family of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Second one, Surah 33, verse 33. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَانْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. So we know and we believe the Ahlul Bayt, we love them the most among all families. Remember that. We love the Ahlul Bayt more than we love our own family. Because of the link and connection to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day in Medina Munawwara, just now Qarisa Maulana Mustafa read about Medina Munawwara beautifully, melodiously. So we find the Wafd in Najran came, a delegation from Najran came. And they were debating the status and rank of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They were Christians. And they said, Allah forbid, nakale kufr, kufr nabashad. They said that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God and what have you. We reject all that, obviously. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, I am prepared to make mubahala with you. What is mubahala? That we will say, Ya Allah, this is what we say, and we say Ameen. And this is what the enemy say. And if they are wrong, then let your curse descend upon them. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and said, when I make the dua for Amminu, you must say Ameen. When these enemies and Christians realize that they will be asking for the wrath and anger of Almighty Allah to descend, then they said, no, leave it. But Almighty Allah alluded to this incident in the Noble Quran. Nadu abna'ana wa abna'akum wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum wa anfusana wa anfusakum. Thumma nabatahil. So the word mubahala. That is to invoke and beg Almighty Allah for His curse to descend on the enemy. Because we must have that 100% conviction that we belong to the Muslim faith and to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will just concentrate now on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and on Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, because of time constraint. It is the second year after the Hijrah. There are ulama present, many listeners. If you want details of this, open Musannaf Abdul Razak, the Hadith Kitab. And you will find the details there. So in the second year of the Hijrah, the Battle of Badr takes place. It is Friday and it is 17th of Ramadan. And lo and behold, وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Against all odds, Almighty Allah granted them victory. Abu Jahl and them left Makkah. Already the celebration started. They brought the women, they brought the wine and everything. Their life was wine and swine and what have you. Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Do not be like those people who left their home, proud and arrogant and celebrating. So they were defeated. Abu Jahl was dispatched to Jahannam. After that, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. He the daughter, his Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, his ladli, his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha's nikah to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, according to Muhaddiseen, she was 15 years, 5 months old. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha was slightly elder. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is the cousin of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is second year of the Hijrah during Ramadan. In this day and this age, if we tell Maulvi sahab, aapki nikah jo hai hum para lenge Ramadan mein. If you tell somebody we want to perform your daughter's nikah in Ramadan, what we will say, ye to bahut kanjoos aadmi hai. He doesn't want to give anybody no food and all these things. The best of the best, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali's nikah was in Ramadan. What we will say about that? Carry on. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is born. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. The last time we thank our Hafiz Uwais, Hafizahullah Sufi, we thank the whole Sufi family. We indebted to Hazrat Sufi Sahib. He brought so many good things to South Africa, Africa and the world. So when people do all this, remember we can never be ihsan faramush. We can't forget their ihsan and favor upon us. Always remember that. So the last time when I delivered the Jummah lecture here, I told you what is inside the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa and inside Madina Munawwara. Abhi ek manzar khenchna hai. Now we want to show you a different aspect. You see, if you enter Masjid Nabawi, our Haji Sahib stays in Madina nowadays. So if you enter Madina Munawwara and Masjid Nabawi from Babi Jibreel, and then you will find the door there, you will find a lock there. When you enter from there inside, then lo and behold, so if you enter and you're going towards the front, the Qibla Janib, the southern side of the Masjid, then you will find a mihrab, you will find a niche there. And that mihrab is the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and of Hassanain, of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. You are a nana. How much you love your grandchildren. I mentioned to you three incidents and you think about it. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes his beloved Nawasa. In Arabic we say Sibtu Rasulillah. He takes his beloved grandson and Nawasa, both of them, one in the right, one in the left hand, embraces them, kisses them. And what does he say? Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma faahibbahuma wa ahibba man yuhibbuhuma. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Sahih hadith. Oh Almighty Allah, I love these grandsons of mine. You love them, Ya Allah, this is my request. And love the one who loves them. We are Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's non-negotiable. We must love Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. One day, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on a minbar, rendering a khutbah. And then, they were very young. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was 8 years old, and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was 7 years old. Radiallahu ta'ala on reported directly from Nana, from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 ahadith. And Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala reported 8 ahadith directly from Nana, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many hadith we know? Think. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on a minbar, rendering the sermon, the khutbah. Wa alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. The two brothers walking in red kurtas. The red was jaiz, no problem. And his academic discussion and so forth. Shafi say, Hanafi say, must have stripes and so forth. So majority of it was red. And when they were coming, they fell down. Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words. Then, faqata'atu hadithi, I stopped my khutbah. And I went to pick up my sibti Rasulullah, my beloved Nawasa. And I said, Swadaqallah, Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth and your assets, your children, grandchildren, all about a trial and a test for you. I, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not bear it and tolerate the word of the hadith, falan asbir. So I could not stick it, and then I went and picked them up. And again Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed his extreme love for Sibtu Rasulullah, and he kissed them and said, Huma rayhaniya fi dunya, they are my fragrance in this world. Who can take away all this? They are called Sayyid. They are called Sayyid. This is our belief. You want a hadith of the year after? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. سيدنا حسن, سيدنا حسين are the leaders, are the Sadat of the youth in Jannah. So who can take that away? We go for Hajj, we go for Umrah, and then what happens? You find people coming from various countries, dua of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, min kulli fajjin amiq. This year we were in Hajj with Allah's help and mercy. Official figures, they say 2.5 million. Unofficial, close to 3 million or so. You get many people, you understand, who come in last minute, alhamdulillah. Nevertheless, why I'm telling you this? Learn, my brothers, about the Sahaba, the beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We normally learn about Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhum, and then finish. Sayyidina Umar's son is Abdullah ibn Umar. Do we know his profile? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is that person. He performed 60 hajj. 60. A'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed umrah 1,000 times. From Madina Munawwara to Makkah, he would come. أشد اتباعا للنبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. That personality who emulated مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم the most. When مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم performed Umrah Hajj, Abdullah ibn Umar was with. Wherever the master حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم stopped to rest or whatever, so he would stop. His companions ask, why are you stopping? He said, you want to carry on, carry on. When I travel with Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master alayhi salam stopped here, so I'm stopping. Now why am I mentioning this? He is in Makkah Mukarrama. The people of Iraq came to him. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The people of Iraq, they came to him and said, Ya Abdullah, you are great, eminent, illustrious companion, Sahabi. This brother of ours is in Ihram. And in Ihram, he killed the fly. In Ihram, قَتَلَ ذُبَابًا, he killed the fly. See, my brothers, we must learn the richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. Zubab, if you analyze and break up the words. So, zub means to push away. And ab means to return. So, you can be king, you can be prince, you can be whoever, ordinary mortal like me and you. We push the fly away, the fly comes back, sit right on our nose, sit on our forehead. Zub, ab, zubab. So Almighty Allah says, لَيَّخَلُقُوا زُبَابًا. All of them put together, professors, doctors, scientists cannot create one single fly, not today, never till day of Qiyamah. He, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Ahl al-Iraq, today you come and ask me, yeah, you killed a fly while you in Ihram. Then you ask me, وَقَدْ قَتَلُوا, and you are the people who murdered and martyred Ibn Binti Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu in Karbala, then you come and ask me. See what he's trying to show them. He's trying to tell them that today, small thing you want to ask me, but that heinous crime you committed, that you didn't ask. See, he's showing the ummah a big lesson. That is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his virtue. It was in the year 61 after Hijrah. It was Jumu'ah. It was Ashura. It was a Maidan of Karbala. I went to Karbala myself in the year 2000. So subhanallah, even today when you go there, remember the tears will roll. And you will just remember what a tragic incident it is. Now listen to one virtue of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Who is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu? The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Sahaba. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, our Hafiz Uwais told us just now, that when his father, grandfather and them, rahimahullah, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, that remember that his father is still alive, mashallah, we taught together, Mawla Munir. So mashallah, speak of his grandfather. So anyway, that we speak about, he was very young, running around. So obviously in that time, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, in a masjid also. Sayyidina Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is here on the minbar. And the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing the people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the Sahaba radiallahu an and looks at his grandson. Inna bni hadha sayyidun. That this grandson of mine is a sayyid, is a leader, a master. What will Almighty Allah do? Ra'allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min al-muslimin. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allah Jalla wala will use him to bring about reconciliation between two big groups of this ummah. Now to understand this, we need to understand the chronological table of Islam and the history. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place, remember, in the 11th year of the Hijrah. It was 12 Rabiul Awwal, it was Monday morning. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and my brothers, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Allah se mangna hai aur Allah se lena hai. This was ishq, this was love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, his Sahih Bukhari, any teacher teaches, one of his first discourses, lessons will be Fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumihi. If you want to understand Bukhari Sharif, read the heading of Bukhari, what he brought, and he is showing you this is the heading and this is the hadith. You must look at the link and connection between the hadith and my heading. So the heading he brought, Al-Mawtu Yawm Al-Ithnain, to pass away on a Monday. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda used to make dua. Ya Allah, peer ke maut naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give me my death on a Monday. Whatever happened to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best. Not only Monday, Ya Allah, I also want to leave the world at the age of 63. Me and you will ever think of these type of things. We don't even dream of these type of things. This is the ishq-e haqiqi, the true love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's demise take place. On that Monday, he's 63 years old. He's buried, we all know. San, he has name. He's the second of the two in the cave. He's the second of the two when they entered Madinah Munawwara. He is the second of the two on the Musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thursday night, tonight, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, he must lead the people in salat. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition is deteriorating. And then Isha salat Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Fajr, 17 salat. He said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed the imamat. The only person who has this distinction. And today, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he is Sani Athnain. He is buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See Quran. Now Sayyidina Bakr passes away. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, he appointed, Sayyidina Bakr appointed Sayyidina Umar and said, he must be my Khalifa. First person to be called Amirul Mu'mineen. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu rules this Ummah for 10 years. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi comes and stabs him. He's assassinated. He stays alive a few days. And in the end of 23rd year of the Hijrah, he passes away. He becomes shaheed. His dua is accepted. Bukhari Sharif again. What dua Sayyidina Umar used to make? Allahum. Used to make dua. That Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, that let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that happened. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred, is buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What Sayyidina Umar used to say on the farsh, Allah used to send from the arsh. That is Sayyidina Umar. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْتَلِقُ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرِ. Allah used to let the truth flow out from the tongue of Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu becomes Khalif on the first of Muharram, the year 24. O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we are in a new year Islamically, so understand what happened on first Muharram, 24 after Hijrah. So he is Khalifa for 12 years. And then he's martyred, everything happened. His wife, Naila, she tried to protect him, and the enemies came, cut her fingers also. Martyred Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This happens in the year 35. So anyway, remember that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu becomes Khalifa, and thereafter that he moved the Darul Khilafah, the capital, to Kufa. Do you know Kufa, my brothers? I've been to Kufa, always play with Allah's help. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas. Listen, this is the profile you must know. أَوَّلُ مَنْ رَمَى سَهْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas. He stands in Kufa and he shoots right, left, all four directions and says, oh people, this is Masjid al-Kufa, Jami al-Kufa. Till today it's there, I read Salat there. And remember, you build your houses around this masjid. So that is how Kufa came into existence. All this happened in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Sayyidina Ali makes that the Darul Khilafah. And remember, the people still not 100% giving allegiance to Sayyidina Ali. In Ramadan, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred by Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Khalifa for 6 months. Remember the incident I started? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna bani hadha sayyidun. This beloved grandson of mine is the leader, is a sayyid. Listen, my brothers, our foundation must be very, very strong. Never ever let that foundation shake. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sahih Hadith, Al-Khilafatu ba'adi 30 sana. Khilafat will continue after my demise for 30 years. When you count, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, you will find the 6 months left. So the 6 months period of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is part of Khulafa'i Rashideen as well. Understand this? Special rank Allah Jalla wa'ala bless Hassan, Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He is the Khalifa. People loved him. He is Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he realizes the unity of this ummah is paramount. So what does he do? He, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, is in Iraq. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is in Syria and Damascus. He resigns his post. Who? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Takes the mantle of Khilafat, mantle of leadership, and hands it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. This year, the year 41, you see the prophecy of Nabi alayhi salam, how it comes into fruition, how it is realized and fulfilled. So the year 41, we find, is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity, solidarity of this ummah. Now my brothers, from 41 right up to 60, so almost 20 years was the rule of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we should remember who is Amir Muawiyah as well. Because he ruled this ummah, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu handed him over the mantle of leadership and khilafat. When Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was criticized by some quarters and some people, in Arabic they used the word ar. They told Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, you brought ar, you brought disgrace to us. He said, al ar khayrum minan nar. That it's better you say, according to you I brought disgrace, but it's not true obviously, but it's better than the fire. Imagine. Ar and nar. So that's it. So that was the prophecy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I want to ask you a few questions. When we discuss the whole topic of Ahlul Bayt and Ahle Bayt, who does it refer to? You see, if you go to the Arabic language, Ahlul Bayt means a man ta'ahala bihi, the people who stay with you. The people who stay with you. So I will say, ye meri ahliya hai. This is my wife, for example. You will say the same thing, that is your wife. So we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also part of Ahlul Bayt. Understand that? I give you one. See, any person, any group it can be, you must ask them one question. We say, obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of the best, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is the most beloved child, daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So everybody agrees, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the foundation, the best of the best of the Ahlul Bayt and the entire creation. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. So the father is Ahlul Bayt, the daughter is Ahlul Bayt. So how come the mother is not Ahlul Bayt? Eh, Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, apni khab ghaflat mein se utho. Wake up from your slumber and understand. Don't let people program your mind that you start speaking upside down things. How come you left out Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? Do you know who Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? She was married to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 25 years. No other wife. One day, you know, when you have two wives, three wives, then there's competition. One day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of Khadija, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She did this. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are here. And you speak so much of Sayyida Khadija. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Aisha, she believed in me when no one believed in me. She gave all her wealth to me when no one was prepared to support me. She is the mother of my children, 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Now look at the words in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. O Aisha, my beloved Aisha, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, my Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she was exemplary and she was unique. So never ever speak anything against. But today we find people want to exclude them from the Ahlul Bayt. So when you discuss the word Ahlul Bayt, first and foremost you bring in the honorable wives, you bring in the honorable children, you bring in the honorable grandchildren. Understand this. That is Ahl. Now you come to the word Al. When the ayat was revealed, Surah 33 verse 56, and that is the ayat I read, we read again, because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us on the night of Jumu'ah, we must read abundant Durood Sharif. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. What is Al? We have to ask Imam Malik, Imam Dar al-Hijra. He spent his whole life in Medina Munawwara. And then Imam Malik, the Abnaul Muhajireen, the Abnaul Ansar, the children and grandchildren of Sahaba came. O Malik, O Imam Dar al-Hijra. We sitting both sides. What is meant by Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imam Malik says, let me explain to you Quran Sharif. In Surah 40, verse number 46, Almighty Allah speaks about the Pharaoh. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاءَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. That the people of Pharaoh and all those who followed him, they will end up in Jahannam and the worst place. Imam Malik speaks in Masjid Nabawi and says, if Ale Fir'aun means kullu man ittaba'a Fir'aun, everyone who followed the Fir'aun, so we will say Alun Nabi directly are the family of Nabi alayhi salam, but indirectly we the Ummah who follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also become Alun Nabi. You understood, my brother? So all of us can become indirectly the family of Mustafa. Go read last one. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is a genius. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in the year 150, the day Imam Abu Hanifa passed away rahimahullah. Go open Muqaddama of Hidayah, you will find it. Allama Marghinani. And then he passed away in 199, he entered Egypt, and 204 he passed away in Egypt, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. In Diwanu Shafi'i, the poetry, the anthology, Imam Shafi'i is reading poetry, you need to know some Arabic. He said, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i Muhammad bin Idris, لو كان الرفض حب آل محمد لو كان الرفض حب آل محمد فليشهد الثقلان أني رافضي. He said, if Rawafiz was really the people who loved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam family, then let the heavens and the earth, let human being and jinn all bear testimony, I also belong to them. But they don't love, they pick and choose. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we love the entire family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why they excluded Sayyidah Khadija? Because of their enmity for Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Hafsa. You see, my brothers? So understand what we are facing. We got 2 minutes left before the Adhan. We all make dua, turn to Allah, is Laylatul Jumu'ah, for the people in Kashmir, for the people in Gaza, in Syria, in Burma, and South Africa, our beloved country. We know what is happening. So Allah Ta'ala se maangna hai, Allah se lena hai. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq tonight, tomorrow, tahajjud time, we wake up. And beg Almighty Allah, once again we thank all of you, the trustees of the Sufi Masjid, and Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat Sufi Sahib the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. We thank the Capital Group and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين وادخلنا في رحمتك وانت ارحم الراحمين وادخلنا في رحمتك وانت ارحم الراحمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم انصرهم في كشمير وفي فلسطين وفي بلاد الشام وفي بورما وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم في يمن وافغانستان يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله امين.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Markaz al-Sahaba.